Tonight on TMSPM, who takes home the gold?
Bruce Dickinson in the news.
Alien movie is happening.
50 Shades of Squarepants?
Hot. Teens be crazy, yo.
App time.
Twitter time? I don't know why. Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night, PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the night edition of this here show, brought to you by patreon.com/TMS, where you have supported us, and thank goodness for it, because now we have a fifth show a week, damn it. So snuggle on up. Grab That's a blanket. Right. Squeeze in here. It's me and it's Brian. Hi, Brian.
You had to have this. You had to have another show a week,
yeah,
people.
Just begged us until we relented. And now it's yours.
No, super, super happy about that.
Yeah, we like the fifth. We like the fifth show. It's not us complaining at all. In fact, we're just kidding. We like it.
We do.
I like it to the point that we're going to give away something today. We're going to give away an award. Imagine that this is, here's the award music. Imagine that we're on the stage in California. The red carpet thing has ended. Whoever's taken Joan Rivers' place has stopped talking finally. Who's doing that?
It's probably Melissa.
Is it her daughter or is it, I heard something about what's her name, the redhead.
Kathy Griffin. I've heard about that too. I think it'll probably be a combination.
Because she does the, what does she do? Oh, the New Year's Rockin' Eve bullcrap.
She does, yeah, with Anderson Cooper. She has a show or had a show for a while, The D-List.
Yeah, how'd that go for her? I guess it went all right.
Actually, I find her entertaining. We actually enjoyed that that show of hers because she does not worry about the kind of crap you see her do on her reality show.
Yeah, I guess that's good.
You see her without makeup. You see her...
Mm-hmm. She take a poo in front of everybody?
Spanx, probably. Yeah. She may have. Yeah. I may have blacked that episode out, but well, certainly possible.
Good for her. I didn't like her on Seinfeld. Her role on there bugged me.
Oh, yeah. No.
She was annoying as hell, and she bought the wrong hot sauce, as you all might remember. Was it hot sauce, barbecue sauce, whatever it was.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that episode? She was supposed to be Jerry's, like, helper. Or am I thinking of somebody else? No, it was her. She was supposed to pick up a certain kind of hot sauce because it looked like, what's that actor's name from Midnight? Groban. Charles Grodin. It was supposed to look like Charles Grodin.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you were talking about Angelina Jolie's dad. That's a whole different episode.
I love that guy, though. No, it was supposed to be like Charles Grodin. And that was the joke. And that was the joke because he was going to get up, Jerry was going to get up on stage and use it as a joke. Like, ah, ha, ha, look at this barbecue sauce. The guy looks like Charles Grodin. Ah, ha, ha, right? And she shows up with a different brand because she liked it better. Oh, it tastes better than this other one. Like, totally jacked him up, totally screwed him up. And she did it with something else, too. Like, he would ask for a specific thing, and she would bring the thing that was the opposite of what he asked for because she thought he'd like it better.
Really? Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. This happened today. Shh, don't tell anybody. I got a secret to tell you. Something happened today.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So this is pretty,
I'll get in really close.
My wife was supposed to go get a car charger today, like to plug into your battery and charge it overnight.
Right.
Because we got a dead battery, and I don't want to just jump it and drive around for half an hour for no reason. I want to, like, charge it, right?
Right, sure.
So I thought, perfect time to get a charger. It's a good thing to have. A good handy man keeps a charger in his garage. That's my dad always taught me.
That's right.
So Kim goes to Walmart. She comes home and she says, now listen, this was about $10 more than the one you wanted, but this one has a USB port in case you want to charge your phone on it. And it has a it has an air compressor on it. So this is like totally better. Wow. And I looked at it. It's not a car charger. It's a car jumper. It's specifically to jump the car.
Oh, right. It's not one you leave on all night long.
No.
It's one you put on, get the car started, and then go drive it around for half an hour.
Yeah, so she totally Kathy Griffin that device for me. I wasn't mad, but you know, we'll go trade. Walmart's got a decent return policy. We got the receipt. It'll all,
ever since she started sexting Terpster, man, it's really, her focus has just gone downhill.
Yeah, he is now that damn distracting freak. We're going to call him that now. All right, so we got winners. We have winners to the big Hollywood extravaganza that is the TMS PM, well, not PM, but just TMS 32nd Film Festival. We have some good news on the tail end of this, which we'll get to in a minute. I think people will be excited about. Brian and I talked today off air, discussing a few important things. So let's do this upright. We'll steal Nicole's music. There we go. That's the stuff. All right, it's time for us to do a little giveaway here. Whoops. I didn't mean to close that. Why did that close? There
we should go. Do it. You've got them in here, you know, first, second, third. We should probably go the other way, right?
I like that. That's good. Okay. Now, everybody did a bang-up job. We got 30-something entries. This film only needed to really contain a couple of things. The phrase, "We can do this together," and a Sharpie pen had to show up somehow in the film. And we ended up getting all of this stuff. All of them qualified. All of them, to one degree or another, were enjoyable. I didn't find anything I hated.
Right. No, they were all, and they all took some work and some effort. And so, you know, credit where credit is due. You guys did a great job. 30 submissions and 30 really good pieces of film, pieces of art.
One of them was really weird. The guy in the mask freaked me out completely.
Yes, right.
But even that took some weird effort, you know? Like,
because he shoved the Sharpie up his nose.
Yeah. And the other guy shooting the sign up. There were some scary ones, I thought. But the knife. I forgot about the knife. I'm a little scared about the knife. But anyway, there were a lot of really interesting things. We have basically two runners up and a big winner. All right? So we are going to play a tiny preview of each of these, the entire thing, just the audio. Obviously, you know, you aren't able to. It's better to see it.
Well.
Yeah, it's better that you see it. But we'll play a little bit, and then we'll give you a link at the end of all this where you can go see every single entry, and you can watch them at your leisure. Okay, so let's start with runner-up number one. Well, I guess we call this third place.
Sure.
This is called Lucha Baby, and it sounds a little like this.
It's our playground.
Hey, you can't do that.
Hey, who's gonna stop us, huh?
Lucha Baby.
Let's get out of here! No! We can do this together!
Oh, that's the line. And then they spend their time fighting a Lucha Baby, and it's fantastic.
Right. With a mariachi player walking around with them.
Yeah, like which made that so much better.
That was the icing on the cake.
I agree.
Sure.
That cake was okay cake, but that icing, dude, jeez Louise. So
spectacular icing.
Really good job on that one. So you, by the way, along with the next person I'm going to mention, are going to win something. You didn't even know this. You didn't know we were going to give the second and third place something. But you both get a choice of whatever 12x18 print you want signed from the Frog Pants store. If you go to frogpants.com/store, any print, and there's a ton of them in that collection. You get a 12x18 version of that absolutely free. No shipping, no cost, nothing to you. So congratulations to this first person, who is Gaston Morino. Gaston Morino is our third place winner, or I guess I should say one of the two runners-up. Our other runner-up is Le Voyage Sharpie de Unite. submitted by Ken Pelishock.
Really like this one. And it was a great parody of the Voyage to the Moon, the old French film, Voyage to the Moon.
Yep, it's pretty good. I'm going to play a piece of it, just a taste of it. Here you go.
We can do this together.
And it features, you know, I want people to see it for themselves, but it features a giant Sharpie pen flying into space like a rocket and then separating like a rocket would. Like the fuel... The cap is like the fuel piece, and it separates from the rest of the Sharpie. It's really well done, and weird, and funny, and I loved it. So there's another one. That one's right up there. All right, so those are our two runners-up. Free choice of any print in the Frog Pants store, 12x18-inch size. Go to frogpants.com/store, both you folks, and then we'll get in touch with you. You'll get in touch with us, and we'll get you all hooked up. Our big winner, Brian. Mm-hmm. I better have a theme for winner. Let's see. How about, I gotta have something big here. Some kind of fanfare thing. All right, here we go. All right, it's a little intense.
Wow. And it never ends.
Yeah. It's a little intense. Oh, how about this one? There you go. All right.
Very good.
The big winner is E. David Croft.
Yay!
For his fantastic animation that he just titled Scott and Brian for some reason. So we don't have really a name for it. But he not only did everything he was supposed to do, but it is fully animated. It is weird as hell, which is big points for us. It features you and I as players in it and a bunch of audio from us. And the most frightening visage of Captain Janeway you're ever likely to see.
Yes.
So I'm going to play just a taste of it. Also, did you notice the tattoo on Chakotay's face? Did you see what that was?
Well, I saw that it was being drawn by Sharpie, but what is it?
Have another look at it and see what you think of that there. Because, you know, we had we'd asked for no rated R stuff, which we didn't get here.
Right,
this is all very PG-13.
It skirts the line, though.
Yeah, and if you look at the tattoo on his face, it skirts it even further.
Oh no, really?
Yeah.
Oh man, okay.
Oh, yeah, you have to pay attention to that tattoo. But here's a taste of it. This is me and Brian saying things in the video, but you'll get the idea.
Commander Paris, I'm old now.
Please report to my ready room with a birthday cake and a bottle of hand lotion.
Yes, I have cracked and bleeding areolas again, Commander Paris.
Yeah,
Commander Chakotay.
Commander Scrotay.
Commander Chipotle, your face tattoo has...
And now, if you look at his tattoo...
I'm going to look at his tattoo now.
That is gnarly. Good job. Well hidden, because Brian and I did not catch it at first. I saw it after a second or third
view.
See? It'll be obvious to people when they see it. It's pretty funny.
That is really funny.
The video made me laugh out loud.
I totally did not catch it.
Yeah, it's really good. You need to see
it. What
does
it say?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Okay, I was wondering whether we can do this together, because it just dawned on me that I didn't hear that, but it's on the sign in
her office, right?
Janeway's room,
yeah,
her ready room.
In her ready room, where she's, yeah, look at her right there.
We can do this together, the Human Vulcan Kama Sutra.
It's a book. It's like a book. It's frightening. And awesome. And he integrated actual Voyager interior shots to this thing and found audio. I don't remember ever calling him Commander Chipotle before. It's really, really funny.
Nick Scrote.
Yeah, and the animation's great. And 7 of 9 bouncing across the screen is a nice touch. Like, there's a lot happening here.
Yeah.
He is our clear winner. Congratulations to E. David Croft. You are the winner of, and here's the big prize package. A galactic beverage set and choice of two. Oh, no, wait. I'm sorry. Let me get this back. Okay, the galactic beverage set, by the way, is the art from John Kovalik, who does the art for the Munchkin games. Mm. He did one of them. He did the playoff is the one
it's
he did.
Trap.
And he's got Akbar on there. I did one with a stormtrooper called Trooper Ale or something. I forget now what I called it. Anyway, these are two big pint glasses, nice ones, with this like color etching on them. You get a set. So you get one galactic beverage set. You can see it on the store if you want to go look at it. And a choice of 12x18 signed print from the store. So any print you want on the store, you pick the one you want, you get it. And some BlizzCon loot from Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Character balls.
I don't even know if E. David Croft plays World of Warcraft. Hopefully he finds that stuff fun.
Well, even if he doesn't, it's still free stuff. He'll find someone who does.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've got a couple other ideas, some surprises, some little extra stuff we'll put in there. But you're the big winner. And that glasses collection is not cheap, man. I can look it up right now. Frogpants.com/store. Let's just look real quick.
I got to see how much these cost, damn things.
I forget what we're charging. Okay, here we go. The Galactic Beverage Pint Glasses. If you get... Oh, that's just each. Hold on. If you get the combo, that's a $30 value. $30 for the combo. That's what you're getting. Plus any print you want. Plus that stuff Brian has. Plus a few other extras that we'll not even tell you about now. They'll be nice surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So expect to see that soon. He lives in Australia. Congratulations, Australia. You won. You beat all these North Americans.
Good on you, mate.
Everybody else did really cool stuff. We loved it. Here's the news we wanted to get to. First of all, most importantly, if you want to see the entries from this film festival, I've set up a special URL for you. It is as follows, tiny.cc/TMSfilmwinners. That's tiny.cc/TMSfilmwinners. The big three winners are on top. The rest are all in like random order, and you can just look through them all. They're all on one page, every video we got. So that's all up there now. We're going to do another one of these. And we will tell you about this. We'll tell you about the details of it soon. We're going to do these kind of often. Every couple of months, we think we're going to do something like this. We've talked about future ones that are animation only. We'll talk about other ones that are obviously live action, but with a little bit of a twist. Brian had an awesome idea for our next one. We're not going to announce that yet. We don't want to give you too much to chew on just yet. But coming up soon, another chance to win. All right.
The screen grab that that top one, the winner on the page,
yeah,
is fantastic.
It is just perfect,
well placed.
And it's not only well placed; it's the default. Like it just is the default timestamp. Right. So he didn't even have to try to do that. He just got lucky and made it perfect.
Oh my god, it's funny.
Even the next, they're all
so when your friends are, you know, when you're wanting to show your kids' friends the other videos that were part of this,
yeah. Yeah, that first one, it may seem a little NSFW. I don't really think it is that much.
It's not.
It's pretty harmless.
Yeah.
If you're okay with, the worst of it is the pasties. That's really the worst. And it's not that bad. All right, so go check it out. That's where it's at. It's tiny.cc/TMSFilmWinners. Okay, TMS Film Winners, all lowercase for that URL. More on that soon. Mm-hmm. Brian, you wrote something here about not smoking weed every day.
No, I didn't write that. I wrote the thing underneath it that today, well, tomorrow is your last chance. Today and tomorrow is your last chance to make your picks in the TMS Oscar pool.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention that this morning.
Iceworm set this up for us. Thanks, Iceworm. And you can go in there and make your picks for the best picture, best actor, best actress, all that stuff. And you know what? I'll throw in a few more of these wow balls, these BlizzCon balls for you there as well.
Very nice. BlizzCon balls for you, winners.
That's right. If you're a winner, you get that.
All right. And then the smoke weed thing is a phone call. Listen to this. Where is it? Oh, poop. I have a phone call. I don't have it ready. Hold on. Yeah, I do. Here it is. Nope, that's not it. Hold on. Okay, here you go. Right here. Here you go.
I don't like the fact that you thought I was a weed smoker on my call. I was just trying to, you know, get some advice from you guys on how to tell if a girl wants to kiss you or not, and then you're telling me to put down the bong. I am a staunch supporter of not doing illegal things, such as smoking the weed every day.
Okay, then you're just high naturally, is what we're coming away with. I love that guy. He should, if he wants to keep calling, he's welcome to do that, so keep that up. All right, Oscar pool, you mentioned that. Do check that out. It is the Oscars. We're going to have a lot to talk about on Monday. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. But right now, it's time for the news. Where is it? Here it is.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by...
Those are cruise noises. Tadpool on a cruise ship? What? That's right. I'm organizing a Tadpool Caribbean cruise for February 2016. The more of us there are, the more we'll get out of it. Find out more at jfdubeau.com/tadcruise. He says, I'm doing this on a volunteer basis and making no money off of it. I even pay for my own cruise.
Nice. Iron Maiden vocalist Bruce Dickinson is undergoing cancer treatment. I put this in here because I feel bad because recently I was making fun of Bruce Dickinson because he kind of seemed like he was going crazy.
Oh, right. Wasn't he was doing the pilot thing for a while too, or maybe he still is.
Probably still is, yeah. Well, it says here he's starting a 7-week course of treatment for a cancerous tumor found in the back of his tongue. By the way, I've noticed like when you hear about cancers of singers or bands and things, it's often throat and tongue and like face and cheek and stuff like that. I wonder why that is. Is it drugs? Is it copious smoking? Is it singing too loud? Like, I wonder why. Because it does seem like it's more prominent with them.
Right. You know, I don't know.
You never hear about them going, oh, I've got cancer of the hip or whatever. It's always
nodes,
something
right? It's like the cancer on the nodes, or they have node problems or...
Mm-hmm. Right on the node. they've discovered it in a routine checkup just before Christmas. According to the band, tumor was caught in the early stages. Prognosis is thankfully extremely good, unquote, says the band statement. And they expect him to be fine, and about late May, he'll be all right. Now, when they say the band, is that Iron Maiden still? Yeah, I guess Iron Maiden's still rolling.
I imagine they still do the tours and stuff. Like, okay.
All right. Like Power Slave. I love that movie or that album. It's awesome. It had the giant Egyptian head on it.
I don't know them by name. They all have Eddie. That's all I know.
Yeah, that's true. Eddie the Beast. He was the big, he's the big Sphinx looking head. It's fantastic. New Alien film getting green lit there.
Yeah.
District 9 director Neil Blomkamp. Blomkamp? How do you say it? Blom?
Blomkamp.
Okay.
Blomkamp.
Blomkamp. he's been tapped to, they tapped him. I mean, they'd tap that guy, I guess, to direct the new Alien movie, which will be produced by Ridley Scott. And we'll see a release on 20th Century Fox Studios. The South African director hinted back in January. They've been working on a potential addition to the venerable sci-fi series, posting a picture of the iconic xenomorph on Instagram. Turns out it was just a blurry penis. Chat room distracting you again because you would have laughed at that normally. Was working on this. Don't think I am anymore. Then later he says, I guess that's officially happening. So now he's making a movie.
Cool.
We like him, right?
Well, I like District 9. I haven't seen Chappie yet.
Yeah, and what's the other one he did with the Bourne Identity man there? What was that called?
Elysium?
Elysium, yeah, that was
it. Yes, I've not seen that one either, although that one is on the Netflix list.
West Wind Solano. What's this? Oh, it's a drive-in. A drive-in has decided to show SpongeBob right next to 50 Shades of Grey. Brilliant. some families in the Concord, California town turned 50 Shades of Red when they discovered their... Oh, see, I know. When they discovered their local drive-in was playing SpongeBob SquarePants simultaneously with 50 Shades of Grey, where they may as well call that Sponge Rich Man No Pants. I made that part up, but they may as well put that in there.
Let me take you to my red room, Squidward.
Yeah. Let's see. The contrast was a slap in the face to Deborah Powell of Vallejo, who took her kids to the drive-in on Sunday night. We had no choice but to go straight... To go straight head-on to 50 Shades of Grey in the background.
Right.
Well,
so,
This
is there was a drive-in theater in Denver that was like that called the Cinderella Twin, and you had... Basically, the two screens faced each other. You drove into the middle and you turned left to go to one movie, turned right to go to the other movie. So if there was a movie you liked on the other screen for the second half, you could flip over and drive over to that one and watch that one instead.
Oh, okay.
But it means that if the kids, hop in the back seat and turn around and look.
Yeah. How can you avoid it?
Right, exactly.
Because no matter what movie's back there, they're going to look around because it's curious. Right. Like, it's like, what the hell? Look at this, Dad. There's two screens, Dad.
They're going to get bored. You walk into the concession stand, you see what's going on over there. I mean, it's,
Yeah.
To be honest, I mean, a movie, anything R-rated or PG or NC-17 or anything like that just shouldn't be shown on a drive-in theater.
I totally agree with that.
The news yesterday talked about a woman who... Or a drive-in theater right next to a Chuck E. Cheese's that was showing 50 Shades of Grey. So the kids walk out of Chuck E. Cheese's and look at what they're seeing.
Oh my gosh, that's bad. That's a bad choice. It says here at the time, this is that woman again, says at the time there was a woman being slapped, naked, and bound up. So we had to have our children close their eyes. I could see another car behind us that also had children in there with their eyes closed. So everyone's closing their eyes.
That's why you take a towel with you. Just throw the towel over the kids.
Yeah, except for Dad. He's looking in the rearview mirror and checking it out.
Well, C's got to drive. I mean, that's the whole...
Yeah, right. He has to... Yeah, he's got to follow the law.
Somebody's got to drive, right?
Exactly. Let's see.
I remember my mom took me to see the movie Coming Home with John Voight. There's our John Voight reference right there, by the way.
All right. What is Coming Home? Why is that not familiar to me?
He's a World War II veteran or a Vietnam War vet.
All right.
So basically, here was the deal. Ralph Bakshi's Lord of the Rings was playing in one theater. we went in and saw that. She wanted to see something else. So we snuck in. Like my mom, my the woman who's supposed to be teaching me right from wrong, sneaks me out of at the end of Ralph Bakshi's Lord of the Rings. We sneak in to see Coming Home.
Okay.
I guess she'd heard it was good and she felt like, hey, I sat through your crap. You're going to sit through mine kind of thing.
Right.
And the only thing I remember that movie being extremely boring up until Deborah Winger took her top off, in which at which point my mom's arm was placed right in front of my face for what seemed like an eternity.
Mom, it's hard to see topless ladies with your arm in my face.
See, who's in that? Jane Fonda, John Voight, Bruce Dern, Penelope Milford, and Robert Carradine, to name
a few. Maybe not Deborah Winger, then. I guess it was, it must have been, was Jane it Jane Fonda? Fonda?
Maybe. She was doing that for a while with the boobies. Yeah. That movie rates well. People like that.
Yeah, I think it was a nominee that year.
1978. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on. I'm going to see one last thing. Oh, yeah. He's young and had a beard and didn't look like the John Voight, the giant raisin scone that he is now.
That's right. Exactly. You can't. I mean, you put him and Angelina Jolie side by side. You have no idea how they're even from the same tree.
Oh, right.
Let alone father and daughter.
Yeah,
you know?
I completely agree with that. It's very weird. Okay, well, there's your stories. Let's take a break, shall we? Let's come back in a minute with our app review and some Twitter questions. Oh, yeah. Cool. The Ask TMS Twitter question. In fact, if you're listening live and you forgot to do it, you can still do it. Pound sign. It's the hashtag Ask TMS. I keep doing that.
Octothorpe.
You know, the tic-tac-toe looking symbol. Do that one. Ask TMS is the hashtag. We'll get to that in a minute. Before that, Brian brought music.
I did. This one's going out to Justin from West Virginia. I have no voice tonight. Dear Sam and Toby, not sure what the reference is there. Due to my work schedule, I rarely get to watch the live stream of TMS. The week of the 15th, I'm on vacation, and I'm extremely excited to be able to tune in live for all the shows. This Thursday, I'll be celebrating my 28th birthday and would love to have you play a cover of one of my all-time favorite songs, Addicted to Love. If you can't find a suitable cover, I trust in your judgment and would love to hear what you pick. Thank you for entertaining me through the good times and the bad. May Mendoza be with you. Justin from West Virginia.
Mm.
Well, Justin, how about a cover of Addicted to Love? And it's funny because there was an album that just came out recently that had a collection of covers on. I can't remember what it was called. It was, you know, one of these Amazon collections. And it has a cover of Addicted to Love. And I listened to it and I said, you know, this sounds more like they're covering the Florence and the Machine version than it does that they're covering the Robert Palmer version. And said, well, let's just play the Florence and the Machine version because it's so good. This one was recorded in 2009. It's Florence and the Machine and their cover of Addicted to Love.
The lights are on, but you're not home. Your mind is not your own. Your heart sweats. Your body shakes, another kiss is all it takes. You can't sleep, you can't eat, there's no doubt you're in deep. Your throat is tight, you can't breathe, another kiss is all you need. Oh, you like to think that you're immune to the stuff, oh yeah. It's closer to the truth to say you can't get enough. You're gonna have to face it, you're addicted to love. See the signs, but you can't read. You're running at a different speed. Your heart beats double time. Another kiss, and you'll be.
Your teeth grind, another kiss, and you'll be mine. Oh,
face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
See here, Apple has snared a virtual reality patent.
Mm.
That's exciting.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's to stick your phone in, kind of like that Samsung Gear thing.
Oh, okay. Right, like a little ViewMaster goggle thing.
Mm-hmm. That stuff works. I mean, somebody let me try their Gear one. It was pretty rad. Huh. And the phones all support like full rotational positional stuff, so. There's no reason why. I mean, it may not be as good as or as wraparound as what Oculus is doing, but
right.
I'd be into that as a way to kind of combine your devices and not, you know, necessarily have to have a proprietary giant thing that you have to carry around with you all the time.
Sure.
Seems all right.
Anyway. That would be cool. I'll pick one up. Now, you remember the, speaking of smoke weed every day, you remember Afro Man?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Here is a video that just got posted today or yesterday.
Oh, let's take a look-see.
And
Afro Man, I saw this across the news feed. He punched somebody in a performance. Yeah. Let's see the video.
You gotta watch that video. I mean, the whole thing's cute.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Who is she?
I don't know.
Probably mute that.
Wandered okay. away on stage and...
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yeah. Not even like a, you know, push to get out of the way or anything like that.
The only... Oh my gosh. The only downside of that video is that there's a big thing in the way. So you can't get the swing, but right. like I want to see where she wandered in from. So she's a fan that got up on stage.
I guess.
Wandered over. He's like trying to focus. Notices her. Boom. It's almost like he did it so quickly, it almost like he looked like he thought it was a threat. Because he didn't even pause. Like he goes, yeah. sees her, jumps.
Right, yeah.
I mean, he more than punches her, than he more grabs her face and throws her to the ground.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know what that means.
I was going to gently push her, but then I got high.
You should have. I can't find it.
I was going to ask her to leave, but then I got high.
I can't find it. Oh, well.
Now
I
don't she's give a shit. Pressing charges, and I know why.
So it's that guy, right?
Because I let fly. Because I let fly.
Punched her in the eye.
My fist to her eye.
Yeah, there you go.
<Ba-da-da-ba-bop>.
All right. Hey, it's time to review apps. We have apps to review.
All right.
I would relent to you. I would say you start. What do you want? What do you got?
Sure. Oh, this is a fun one. And this one goes well with things that we've been talking about. And especially reading that Norm Macdonald SNL 40 thing. Which is really cool. Well, SNL last week, prior to the 40th year anniversary, released a new app called simply SNL.
All right.
On the surface, you're thinking, all right, well, it's probably, you know, it's probably like a best of collection or maybe has a few videos or news of the day or something. No, this thing is great. If you are, you know, at all a fan of SNL over the years, and I know you're not, Jeannie, but if you're all a fan.
Oh, she never liked it? Is that the deal?
I don't think she ever liked it, yeah. Mm. But this thing, you know, you go in here and it defaults, of course, to the new cast, the new group. But you can hit the explore button, browse all 40 seasons. You'll see who the lineup is. So like, you know, if I take a look at season 9 from 1983 to 1984. This was the Joe Piscopo, Robin Duke, Julie Louise Dreyfus, Eddie Murphy, Tim Kazurinsky, Brad Hall, Jim Belushi, Gary Kroger, and Mary Gross era.
When did Christopher Guest show up? After that? Must have been after that.
I think he was after that because he came on with Martin Short the next year, the 10th season.
Oh, okay. So that came
1984 and 1985.
Because I knew there was some crossover with Dreyfus. But anyway, yeah.
Sure. And there's a good way to do this. Like you can say, oh yeah, when did Christopher Guest join? All right, so now I'm looking at season 10 and it's got little faces for each of the actors who are the not ready for primetime players that season. Along the bottom, it shows you who each of the guests were for that season. So like I can go through here, Jesse Jackson, what's his face who plays Saul's brother on Better Call Saul, Michael McKean.
Oh, right.
George Carlin, Ed Asner. So let's say I want to see, all right, Michael McKean, let me see what he did when he was on his episode. You click that and you get like a whole set of videos that you can watch from that episode.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
Tons of stuff. So I can see like they had a Folksman bit in there years and years before Mighty Wind.
Oh, weird. Oh, really? I didn't know it was based on any of that. I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. So that one aired November 3rd, 1984 on the Michael McKean episode, because you get your Christopher Guest, you've got your Harry Shearer, and you get your Michael McKean. It's so cool. And you can do a search for certain characters. You can do a search for certain actors. You can tell it what kinds of things you like, and it'll just come up with a random playlist for you.
This is cool. Yeah, if this is like the thing like we were talking about earlier, like you don't even have to be a fan of the comedy but you can be a fan of like the story of it all and where it all started. And this is a great reference for like, all right, what year was it that, you know,
right,
Bill Murray left or, you know, whatever. Right.
Season 11, you had your Robert Downey Jr., Randy Quaid, Joan Cusack.
Wow, look at this.
Damon Wayans, Anthony Michael Hall.
Late 80s, early 80s.
And I thought Dennis Miller came on the same time as Dana Carvey. No, they were staggered a couple of years.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm all into this. I'm going to play with it because I love that stuff. And I want to know, they probably don't get, obviously it wouldn't be serving them to do this, but it would be cool if they got into like, why was Norm MacDonald fired and things like that. But you're going to have to get that somewhere else because this
you
is like
an NBC.
You can
get that somewhere else, but I think you could probably see the, I was going to say, you could probably see the Charles Rocket Weekend Update skit or the final skit of the show where he dropped the F-bomb.
Oh my gosh, Buckwheat Jeans. Listen to this.
Sassoon? Buckwheat? Yes. Buckwheat Jeans.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, dude. That is so old. That is so long ago. That's cool. That's
but
pretty cool.
There's so much content in this, and obviously it's not stored on your phone. It's grabbing it from the internet, so you'll have to have a constant connection. But
was Billy Crystal there at the SNL 40? I forgot to ask about that.
Yes, he came out during the like when all the hosts like Peyton Manning and Alec Baldwin and John Goodman were all talking about the five timers. Steve Martin.
That.
I want to say that Billy Crystal was out there too.
Okay. But he didn't do any skits or anything?
No, I don't think so.
That'd be cool if he did like a Fernando skit. Okay.
But they did they did quote him. Timberlake and Fallon did quote him with the You Look Marvelous stuff.
Okay. Did Christopher Guest show up?
I don't remember seeing him, no.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. He was the news dude.
He was the news dude, and he and Billy Crystal had one of my favorite SNL skits of all time, which was the I hate when that happens. You ever take a little plastic toy Statue of Liberty? Yeah, and you shove it up your nose really, really far.
I forgot about that. It was a good one. Yeah, there. I'll have to dig through this. This looks like fun to mess with. Well, good job there, SNL. My app this week is one for those who are trying to chill out a little bit, trying to get calm. It's called the Calm app. Now, I remember when Wendy brought this up, right? The website calm.com.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. A long time ago.
Well, there's an app that is here. I'm going to play. Oh, I've got some beach thing going right now. But I'm going to switch.
Is it video and audio?
It is. If you look at it, there's this constant loop of a beach and waves crashing on the shore. Or I can skip over to this one, which is like some kind of lake scene, and it's actual video. Some of them are a little more ethereal, like passing mist or clouds, and it looks like it's probably computer generated, but it's all very pretty. But the video is not really the important part. It's a nice aesthetic. What matters is, see, some of it has kind of music, drony music in it.
Oh, yeah. Some new agey John Tesh kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. But way chiller than that. There's like no beat or anything. Now, you can just set a timer, and this can be the whole thing. You can just sit and meditate and listen to these sounds if you want. Or you can do programs. So I'm going to do one here. This is going to be, let's say, all right, Brian, you give me a choice. Or I'll give you a choice. You tell me which one you want.
Okay.
Do you want calm? Do you want anxiety release? Do you want compassion? Or do you want confidence?
Ooh. I got to hear, I want to hear what compassion sounds like.
All right. Hold on. I got to download it there. It's one I haven't used yet. So here we go. I don't have a lot of compassion, obviously. Okay, here we go. I'm going to start session.
Welcome to this 2-minute session for compassion. Be aware of your breathing.
All right, so there's a lot of beware of your breathings.
Does compassion equal boner?
No. I'm going to say no.
Well, then that's not working.
There's a rainy one. Anyway, then you can just kind of do, and they're walked through meditation things, like, you know, various types of meditation, and they go different lengths. So some are real short, like that 2-minute one. You can do a 5-minute, a 10-minute. There's 20-minute ones. So they have all these different ones, and it's kind of designed to be sort of like, you're having a crazy day. I've got 10 minutes. Let me put this on, and let me chill out. And it really works for me. Like, it totally clears my head. Because I have this problem where I get so busy in the day, I'll start having 1,000 voices going on. Mm-hmm. Like stuff we talked with Wendy about, and it's so just bap, 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 vying for my internal attention.
Yes.
So if I'm disciplined about doing this, it really does. By the end of that 10 minutes, I feel like I've kind of got a fresh start.
That's cool. That's a really cool way to do that.
It's great. Now it's free, and most of the functionality you care about is there. But if you want a bunch of extra programs or different mood types and all that stuff, you can sign up for a year. Like, it's a yearly thing, and you might say, "Well, I don't want to pay $30 a year or something." It's like $8 a year. It's like nothing.
It's that's nothing. That's an afterthought.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Or no, it's not even that.
So before you pay that, it doesn't like interrupt your mellow session with play the new game that's got everybody talking. Upton stars in God of War, whatever it's called.
Exactly. So I'm trying to find here 13. Okay, calm, meditate, zip. I'm trying to find the price. It may be even less.
You've already paid for it.
I think it may have been $1 for a year. Hold on. I have this right.
It's a no-brainer.
FAQ. I can't find the price now that I've paid it. It just disappears. What is sleep mode? Something pro. Who made it? Oh, here's some trivia for you, Brian. You want some trivia?
Sure.
The creator of the app is Alex Two. This is how I heard about it originally, because I was listening to some podcast about this. You don't know him probably off the top of your head, but Alex Two is the founder and CEO of Calm.com. Lifetime meditator, serial internet entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. Alex is perhaps best known for his 2005 project, The Million Dollar Homepage. Do you remember that thing? With
is
all the little squares?
The Million Dollar App?
No, it was a page full of little squares, and you could buy places on that square.
Right.
And he made millions of dollars. Well, he made $1 million. $1 million homepage. I'm going to find it, see if it still exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, milliondollarhomepage.com, and it's full. And it's all crappy ads now. But back in the day, this was a big thing. Anyway, he used all his money and made a Calm app.
I totally forgot about the million dollar homepage.
If you stare at Million Dollar Homepage, you will quickly need the Calm app to...
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, and it was a huge deal. And there was
such funny ones in here. Look at all the Comic Sans. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's all stupid now, right? Back in the day, though, like, real people are advertising there because it was kind of like this new idea. Since then, there's been a million clones and it's all watered down. And who cares? But he was the first guy and he made a ton of money.
Women pixels.
Yeah, women pixels. You know the one.
That's one that, like, there's a whole bunch that really catch your eyes. You're scanning through this thing.
Yeah, that's their goal.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them do it better than others, for sure. Anyway, there's my app review. I do not believe that is available for Android as well, but I do know that Brian's is. So if you want to get the NBC app, that's on both platforms. If you want to get, I don't know what about Windows. You Windows people, you vex me. I don't know what's happening over there.
You confuse.
You really do. We have time for about 10 minutes.
Frightens me.
We have about 10 minutes of time for your Ask TMS questions.
Let's
We're going to do some. I love this one from Matt McChesney. Okay. Who says this? Ask TMS. What was your favorite live action show as a kid? Captain Kangaroo was mine. Or no, Captain Kangaroo, etc. He says this was his. Let's see who this is. Some thing I've not heard of.
Hi, I'm Commander Mark. You always want to learn how to draw, right? Well, today I'm going to teach you how to draw. I'm going to teach you how to conquer that flat piece of paper and draw in 3D, three-dimensional drawing. Get your pencil, get your paper. I'll be right back.
Okay, that guy's freaky. He has a mustache. He's weird. All right, who's
finally
yours?
Finally conquering that flat piece of paper. Holy cow.
I know, right? What's your, do you have a pick? We talked about this earlier today. It's funny.
Yeah, but if like the kids shows, I mean, we talked a little bit just about the local ones, but as far as like the one that I kind of gravitated to, I was an Electric Company watcher.
Oh, yeah, that was a great thing. Mm-hmm. Had Spider-Man,
had Morgan Freeman.
Yep, doing the butthole with the two heads.
Yeah, I don't think that one ever made it on their compound. Didn't make it.
Yeah.
Rita Moreno.
Yeah, she was in there.
EGOT winner, Rita Moreno.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, that's a cool thing. I like that a lot. Zoom was a big one for me.
Oh, Zoom, sure.
Zoom was a late 70s, early 80s kind of piece of thing that was weird. I think I appreciate children's programming more in the late 90s and 2000s than I did for this stuff when I was a kid.
Hmm.
You know, like I could go for some Pee-wee's Playhouse or some Oswald the octopus.
Yeah,
thing.
But there's still some of that stuff that sticks with you. I remember, did you get 3-2-1 Contact?
Yeah, we got that. Yep. Got
the Bloodhound Gang.
Yep, that was good. We also had, of course, Sesame Street, which, you know, back in the day was badass.
Yeah.
And the early Sesame Street
came out the same year you and I were born.
Yeah, 69, that's right. Mm-hmm. Still there today, although it's pretty much the Elmo show now, which is...
It really is,
it's kind of fine. I get it. People are into it, whatever. But when we grew up, it was a much more varied kind of experience. Right. You had Kermit. Well, yeah, I mean, you still had all those guys working there, Frank Oz and everybody.
You had a lot of animated stuff. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Do, 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 do.
Your favorite, the typewriter that typed himself.
No, 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 no. That guy was great. No, 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 no. He was awesome. All right, how about this one? Christina Courtney, I like her, says, mm-hmm. How did you get into the nerdy stuff you like now? Is it partly because you have kids? Well, for me, no. I've always... You mean the nerdy stuff that they're into that I'm also... It's all the same. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like it's ever changed. I was into comic books as a kid. I'm into them now. I love video games as a kid. I love them now. Yeah. You know? All that stuff just rolls over, I think. I don't think the generation coming up now is doing anything that new with nerd stuff. They're still sort of siphoning off of what we were into, I think. I don't know. What do you think of that?
No, same kind of thing for me. Like, George got me into comic books, and I've been a fan of comic books ever since. Video games, same kind of thing. Having the Atari 2600 and going to the arcades and blowing money. I mean, it was all stuff that... is just a natural progression of everything that we did as kids.
Yeah.
And it's the same kind of thing, but it's maybe not necessarily the change to be completely for adults. I mean, you know, it's still fun for kids too, but sure. It works for us.
Yeah, works for everybody. You don't ever have to give this stuff up. And I think it's cool when there's something cool for kids now that you can find and go, oh, that's pretty rad. Like, there's some weird kids cartoons, and I think they're awesome.
Yeah.
So... You know, I embrace whatever's cool. What is the last book you read and would you recommend it? Says Elizabeth Moses. For me, it was The Martian. That's the last one I finished. I'm in the middle of another one right now. And I liked The Martian a lot, like a whole lot, and recommend it to just about everybody. If you do the audiobook, it's great. If you do the written one, it's great. It's just great. And I can't wait till they make a movie based on that book.
I'm trying to remember what the last thing I read and finished was, because I'm in the middle of... The French graphic novel for Snowpiercer,
yeah,
which I don't like as much as the movie. I mean, I know Nicole Spag raves about it. I'm finding it okay.
Yeah.
Ready Player One might be the last thing I read.
Oh, I still have that and haven't read it.
It's so good. Yeah.
I have this problem when people give me a book, I'm less likely to read it right away because I feel like it can sit there because there's no timer on it. I can just get to it when I want to. It's kind of a problem. With me. But yeah, Ready Player One's one that's on my shame list. I need to freaking read it and be done with it. Yeah, and the one I'm reading now is pretty cool. It's just another sci-fi novel whose name totally escapes me because I just picked it up. I totally forgot. It was based on a recommendation. When I'm done with that, I'll let people know what I think of it. Thoradin's Wall says, disregarding past catalog, would you exclusively pick Netflix or HBO's original programming going forward? Oh, I think it'd be HBO for me.
So HBO or Netflix original programming?
Yeah, like forgetting about all the past. Like anything in the past is gone. Would you pick exclusively Netflix or HBO moving forward for original programming?
Yeah, I mean, I would go HBO as well, but I'd be so bummed that I wouldn't get, you know, the Netflix Marvel stuff that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, we got to see if that's good first, though.
Yeah, but...
If it's good. Assuming that stuff's good. I hope it is. I don't have any reason to think it isn't.
Choosing between Game of Thrones and... well, who knows if Larry David will ever do another Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, is he done? Is he out?
Who knows? Mm. Veep. Yeah.
Hard, dude.
House of Cards.
HBO is really good at this. You got to understand, too, dear listener, Thoradin's Wall. Netflix is basing their entire model on HBO's success. Like, they're doing what HBO did. And so... You kind of have to look at the grandpa to get the depth.
The upstart.
Yeah.
The upstart little whippersnapper.
Yeah, they're trying and they're doing great. Don't get me wrong. They're doing awesome. But they've got like two or three examples so far. HBO's got hundreds of examples.
I'd have to go HBO.
Yeah. Thankfully, we don't have to choose. So it'll all be fine. Do you think the comeback of JNCO jeans is related to the new larger phone sizes? So apparently, I didn't know these ever had a name. But do you remember these pants that were like...
I saw your tweet with those humongous bell-bottomy... I mean, not even really bell-bottoms. They're whole bell pants.
Yeah, it was an early 90s, very brief, I think, fad.
Right.
And then it went away. And I don't think that should be allowed to come back.
No. There are some things that I think we knew then it was a bad idea.
It's so
and
shitty.
We shouldn't even allow that to come back in our life.
Wear like a Coleman tent, like a six-man tent on your waist. So dumb.
Exactly.
Couple more here. One from Saint JW says, hey Scott, what's with the woolly hats? Is it cold in your studio? No, I just like wearing them. And I had run earlier outside, so I was still wearing them when he saw it on my head. So that's all. I just like woolly hats. I like little short like skull cap hats. I think those are cool.
What's with the woolly hats?
What's the deal? Next thing you know, you'd be wearing JNCOs. Is that what they're called? JNCOs, or are they Junkos, or what is it an acronym? I assume it is.
I don't know.
I have no idea. That was such a dumb trend. I avoided it. I didn't even know what it was called. All right. Here we go. Let's see. I'm going to skip down a little bit. Would Brian ever... Fire Strega says, would Brian ever go on the game show The Chase? I don't know what that is.
That's the one with Brooke Burke and Mark Labatt. Is it Mark Labatt? Mark Labatt. Mm. Where basically asked a bunch of questions, quick rapid fire trivia stuff, answer it, build up a cash amount, and then you play against the beast, this guy who's sitting up on this pedestal behind a big electronic board, and take turns answering the same questions. If you get it right, you move forward. And if you get to the end of the path before the beast gets to you, then you get to keep that money. Well, no, you don't even get to keep the money. You get to play for it at the very end of the show. So three times you're playing for the same amount of money that you're trying to get. Would I go on it? I don't know. I don't know how I would do in any of those televised game shows. Yeah. Part of me wants to think that I could just go up there and try my hand at it and do well. But there's a part of me that thinks that I'd get up there with the lights and the cameras and my brain all of a sudden wouldn't work. And it'd be like I am on this show where I can pull John Voight's name out of a hat when I'm not in a hurry to kind of come up with it.
Sure.
But
there's a lot of pressure to that, man.
There is.
I don't think I could do it. I think I could do. I don't know what I don't know if any of that's for me. But so if you OK, would you do Survivor if they asked you to do Survivor?
Oh, geez. I
know you love the show, but that doesn't necessarily mean...
I love the show.
Yeah.
I don't think I could do Survivor. I don't think I'm in the right shape right now to do Survivor. And I guess that would kind of go for a lot of those things like that. I think out of all of them, if I had to pick, I think Amazing Race I would do.
Yeah, Amazing Race.
But again, it would
cool.
have to be like, I'd have to know 6 months in advance and be on a strict running endurance kind of regime to kind of get my a routine to kind of get my my body up. But I would totally do the Amazing Race, I think.
That's
of
cool.
all of the
yeah.
shows like that.
I could do I could do Storage Wars. All right. I could sit in front of Storage Wars and right. go, watch your profanity.
Yeah, I don't think I could do Big Brother, even though I like watching that. I think I would get so irritated with everybody in the house that I would just...
Oh, yeah, I couldn't do that. Any of those ones where they're just there to humiliate each other, probably couldn't do those. Although maybe I could. I kind of like being around people that are making complete fools out of themselves because I know that I'm not when I'm around them, and it somehow gives me power, so I feel like it wouldn't bother me that much, but reality TV in general is not very real, nor is it very kind to those who have been on it. Even the winners sometimes get screwed. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that I'd want any of this in my life, to be honest. And then every time I'd talk in Storage Wars, a guy behind me would say,
"Watch your profanity.
Watch your profanity."
That's it for TMS questions. If you want to ask these questions via Twitter, you can. Each and every day, you can just put in a little hashtag there, ask TMS on your Twitter account. Doesn't have to be a reply to us or anything. We are happy to answer them. As always, do not forget, we are at patreon.com/TMS. That's where you support us so that we can keep doing this fifth show a week. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. On email. Use our email. The Morning Stream.
On email.
On email.
Ugh. Visit email.com and type a message to
us. It's the 90s. themorningstream@gmail.com. On Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. And tomorrow there's a new instance and a new Current Geek and some other stuff over the weekend. And there's a new Coverville up on the feed, and there's new stuff all the time. And a new film sack, yeah.
Cool.
What are we doing? True Grit? Yeah.
True Grit. Rooster McGillicuddy. Rooster Cogburn.
Yeah, definitely not McGillicuddy. So be here for all of that, please. All right, now music. What are we doing?
This one... final email of the week going out to James says, "Hey, Brian and Scott, first time for me to send in a request, so here goes. My birthday was a couple days ago, and that coincided with me finally starting my new career in aircraft maintenance. Unfortunately, my new boss thought it would be funny to require me to shave my long beard for a respirator fit test that I really didn't need. So I'm slightly down, and a bit of bluegrass on TMS would do this Ozark hillbilly stuck in the Louisiana swamp some good. Love the show. Keep it up."
I love this guy. You know, there are a few people in this world I'd love more than good hometown Southern people.
Right.
Despite some of the things that crop up, like some racism and a little bit of weird gun culture and all that, I really like a good Southern guy.
Beard like the Duck Dynasty guy, basically, is what I'm imagining with this guy.
I mean, part of me loves Duck Dynasty because I love the stereotype that they're portraying, but part of me hates that show because they're all faking it. Those bastards. Just look them up without their beards and you'll be pissed. Anyway, go ahead.
I know, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, one of the ones that he requested was a band called Town Mountain from their 2008 album, Heroes and Heretics. It's a cover of Bruce Springsteen's I'm on Fire.
All right. We'll be back Monday. It's post-Oscars Monday, everybody. We always love that on Monday, on the every year that comes around. So be here with us for that. I'm on fire. So is Brian. So are you. And so is this song. We'll see you then.
Is your daddy home? Did he go and leave you all alone? I got a bad desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he good to you? Can he do to you the things that I do? I can take you higher. I'm on fire. Oh, sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the Moscow. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head, and you
my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with the sheets soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head. And you, you cool my desire. Oh, I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Oh, I'm on fire.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
I smell like beef.